And welcome back to halftime at Anderson Field. At the break, Bishop Reedy on top of Grandview Heights by a count of 14-6. Time now for the highlighter here. I'm Randy Reinhart, joined by Joe Lang, the Director of Admissions and Girls Basketball Coach at Bishop Reedy. Dr. Joe, how are you tonight?
Randy, I'm good. Always great to be here with you and Larry. And great game tonight. Great place to play a game.
I want to give you equal time before we get started because of the verbal insults that were flung your way
by
Mr. Wolf.
The entire first half.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about that, or will you take the upper?
I'll take the upper. Yeah. Larry was one of the greatest coaches that we ever had at Reedy in any sport. And that's as far as I'll go.
All right. Thank you very much. That's more than enough, actually. So many great things going on at Bishop Reedy High School right now. A stone's throw away from where I live. I understand you're upgrading the facilities over there, including a new communications and broadcast center?
Absolutely. We just upgraded our business facility, the Weiser Business Facility. The library was completely redone. And then this past summer, the communication center complete, as you mentioned, with a broadcast radio facility. And we have completely redone and expanded our guidance office. So doing a really good job, I think, of expanding things over Reedy and upgrading them and making the facilities better.
As a basketball coach, good news on that front as well, too, when it comes to athletic facilities?
There is. What we're looking to do next is completely redo the lockers in the boys' locker room, which would be great. We want to put new lighting in the gym, hopefully soon. And then, of course, hopefully as soon as possible, we're going to completely refurbish and replace the gym floor. And that would be great.
How about academically what's going on? When I went to high school, there was no such thing as getting college credit, but now that's something that's a special thing that you have over at Bishop Reedy, isn't it?
Absolutely. We now have, I believe it's 16 or 17 courses that our students can take at Reedy and get college credit. We have been working with several schools, High Dominican, Finley, Ohio State, and Sinclair Community College. And so that has been a big plus for our kids.
And I know you stress academic guidance, but you also take care of the spiritual needs of the student athletes too, and just the students in general, do you not?
Absolutely. We've really kind of taken the approach for quite a few years now. Obviously, academics are very important to us. Being a Catholic school, the development of the student's spirituality life is, and then obviously also the physical part of it. And I think we do a great job with that with all the athletic programs that we have at Reedy.
And talk about the population of the school. How have the numbers changed over the last couple of years?
We're very happy right now. We are up from last year about 359, 360 kids, and we are right now around 405. We have a big freshman class of 126, so we feel very good, like things are on the upswing, and we're hoping to bring in another class about that size this next year.
We mentioned Joe's title on the business card, Director of Admissions, and a big and for the last half, girls basketball coach. Let's get down to the good stuff now. How do things look for Bishop Reedy on the court coming up this fall and winter?
You know, we're coming off an 11-13 season. I'll be very honest with you. I think I will have one of the better guards in the Central Catholic League in Danny Hall, who's going to be a senior for us. Just a great, great athlete. But thing I love about her, she's a great competitor. Her running mate, Caitlin Wolf, will be back at a guard. Derricka Bramwell inside will be back for us. She's about a 5'11", really nice strength. And then we got another youngster, Bree Hayduke, who will be a sophomore. He shoots the ball really well for us.
How long have you been the voice of the Silver Knights?
Wow, that's a good question. I want to say I took that over, Randy, probably in about 1985 or 86.
So over 30 years.
Yeah.
Talk about what makes Bishop Reedy so special in your eyes and why a parent or a student athlete should consider Bishop Reedy for their education.
You know, I tell parents and kids that this all the time. They ask that question. I tell them it's the land of opportunity. With the size of our school, I think no matter what you want to do, whether it's extracurriculars, you want a great education, whatever you're looking for, the size of our school is going to give you the opportunity to do that. Where, you know, a lot of times in a large school, you can get lost in the cracks. We're very proud of the attention all of our students get, and I just think it's a diamond in the rough over there on the west side.
If people want more information, a website or a phone number, where can they go?
They can call myself, Joe Lang, 614-276-5263, extension 201. Or they can email me at jlang@cdeducation.org. We'd love to talk to them.
And finally, as I let you go, we play word association. I say Larry Wolf. You say?
Greatest coach of all time at Reedy High School.
I say Larry Wolf. Joe, thank you so much for everything.
Great seeing you, Randy. Thank you.
We'll take a break. About 12 on the board, three more after that. So it gives Lee and Ryan plenty of time to catch you up to date on all the scores in week number four. Here at the break, Reedy on top of Grandview 14-6 on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at BobBoyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
James Odey, CPA in Bishop Reedy Catholic High School alumnus class of 67. Meeting all your accounting and tax needs, James Odey offers personal service tailored to your needs and exceptional quality since 1983. Google James Odey, CPA. That's O-D-D-I at Accuratax of Columbus. Go Reedy Silver Knights.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school team. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com.
To 6, our score at half of the CCL football game of the week. Reedy leading Grandview, the first time these two teams have met up since 1996. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran back in the studios of AM 820. And Lee, I think that's the crazy stat right there of this game. The fact that these two schools, so similar in size, so close to each other, haven't played a football game since 1996. It just makes too much sense that these two play.
Yeah, and Larry and Randy were talking about that the, you know, proximity. And it's got to be kind of interesting for the Grandview folks. You know, they got to sit on the visitor sideline, you know. But on the bright side, they don't have to do the ticket taking. They don't have to run the concessions. That's all Reedy's people.
Yeah, they actually get to enjoy their team at their home field for once. So far in this one, late there in the half, Grandview punching one in. Has this one gone like you thought it would? I mean, I figured this one would be pretty close.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I was kind of curious to see how Grandview would react. I mean, they gave up 400 yards rushing against North Union, and you know, Reedy gets one of its touchdowns on a pass. But I think Grandview has responded pretty well. You know, it didn't go. They trailed 35-0 last week. They get down by a couple scores, and you, like you said, they get that big score at the end to tighten that game and make it a game in the second half.
Reedy, you mentioned the passing touchdown there. Really seems like the past couple of weeks they're trying to get more of their weapons involved, because Jack Foley, he's a heck of a running back, just a sophomore, but he's only 140 pounds. You keep giving him the ball 20, 30 times a game, chances are he's not going to hold up for the whole season. So them really using their playmakers probably going to help them down the road.
Well, not only that, but you know, we know unless you've got just that demoralizing running game like we've seen you know, Hilliard Davidson have for years, you know, you've got to balance it up, or teams can just put, you know, 8-9 guys in the box and pretty much dare you to pass. But yeah, the balance is going to do a lot going to do better, and it's going to keep a lot of kids healthy.
So Reedy with the 14-6 lead, the Silver Knights trying to go 3-1 on the year. Let's get you caught up with all of the other Catholic teams in the area. Their action: Hartley has a 21-7 lead over Chillicothe. Two touchdown runs from Alexander Blackman, and Philip Cole has put one in the end zone as well for the Hawks. This one, Lee, a huge game for Hartley moving forward, because they don't have a lot of computer points coming up on their schedule. A lot of their teams not having great years so far. Chillicothe, of course, the Division II team, probably going to end up with 7 or 8 wins on the year. So this one, a big one for the Hawks tonight.
Yeah, they really need it. And I thought this one would be, you know, pretty close. You had said you thought maybe a 2-3 touchdown spread, and it could get to a couple touchdowns. But you know, a good challenge, a good challenge for the Hawks.
DeSales 3-0 on the year. They trail for the first time all season tonight. Chittard with two quick touchdowns to start the second quarter of this one. DeSales has put one on the board as well. So the Stallions trailing 21-7. We talked about this one a little bit. DeSales' real first test of the year, and now they're going to have to, it's gotten a little harder. They're going to have to come from behind.
Yeah, and again, I think Coach Wiggins is going to be kind of curious to see how his team responds. You know, he sets up a pretty difficult schedule as much as he can. And when you want to see how your team reacts when there is adversity like this. You know, DeSales, you don't expect them just to, you know, curl up and say, okay, we were down 21-0. Go ahead and get the buses started and let's run the clock out in the second half. No, you know, we know them way, way much better than that. You know, but they get the score. Asamoah gets the touchdown. And, you know, they close it. I'm really curious to follow this one in the second half just to see what DeSales does.
Yeah, see what kind of adjustments they make. When you get behind, give it to your Division I recruit, yeah. And that's what they did there. Well, Asamoah punching that one in.
Well, as Larry said, it's probably one of three teams in the Indianapolis area that's good. Well, this is a program that's got 13 state titles. They won a state title 2 years ago. You know, they've been struggling. Their longtime coach quit, and, you know, a longtime assistant, Ron Doyle's the coach now, and they've been struggling, but it makes for an interesting second half.
If this Chittard team is as good as it looks like they are coming into this one 1-3, makes you wonder how good the teams that they've played already are on their schedule.
Yeah, and they've had a couple close games, but they got blown out once too, and that's the thing that kind of grabbed my attention.
Speaking of tough games, Waterston having a tough one tonight. We kind of knew it would be going in, but the Eagles trailing Wheelersburg at the half 30-3. Looks like when the Waterston is taking a couple steps forward this year, they end up taking a couple back. Although Wheelersburg, a storied tradition, they're a tough team down there in Southern Ohio.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just not going to get any easier for Waterston. We talked about this last week on how important that game was last week. And, you know, against Walsh Jesuit, and they lose in overtime. And wanted to see how they would bounce back. But after this, you know, they got Benedictine and Hartley and Bradley, you know. And, you know, there's only one loss against these four teams if you include Wheelersburg, and that loss is Hartley's.
Yeah, and Jerome further on down the line, I mean, the schedule was, you talked about it, I think, the first week. You said Waterston could be a better team this year than they have been last year, especially in the years previous, but they may have a worse record.
Yeah, and it's because of the schedule. And, you know, that schedule is just absolutely brutal.
St. Charles, another team in the CCL that's trying to get their footing and get their first win of the year. They trail at the half against New Philadelphia 10-0. And I'll be honest, I'm kind of surprised this one isn't worse. The Cardinals doing a good job to keep this one close. New Philadelphia is a really good team.
Yeah, but St. Charles, you know, most of the year has struggled to find offense. And that's the case again tonight. And yeah, if that defense can play as good as they are, but boy, if they can't put anything together on offense, it just starts getting frustrating for the team. You know, the defensive guys are like, hey, we're doing it. You know, offense. You know, we saw that a lot a couple years ago with Waterston, how they had a great defense, but they just struggled to put points up. And St. Charles is doing that this year.
St. Charles getting the ground game going a little bit last week.
getting behind, maybe they'll have to throw it a little more, but hopefully Coach Jacoby and the gang can get that running game going and get back in this one. And another close one, another team with that tough schedule, Lee. Newark Catholic, they're 0-3 on the year. They trail Watkins at the half, 7-0. When you're Newark Catholic and you're 0-3, I'm pretty sure as a Division VI school, you don't want to see two Division II teams on the schedule, and that's what they got this week with Watkins and next week Licking Heights. But these Watkins Memorial Newark Catholic games have been classics for years.
Yeah, but you know, last year was 21-14 Newark Catholic loss. But as you said, I mean, Newark Catholic, if they don't win tonight, they're in real jeopardy of going starting out 0-5. And what that's going to do is make the Week 8 game against Licking Valley so important, because I don't know that they have enough to get into playoffs at 4-6. But if somehow they can get on a little bit of a roll, win a couple games, play Licking Valley, get a win there, they probably would get in at 5-5.
Larry Wolf talked about that in the preview show tonight, how there's something just magical about that green and gold out there with Bill Frank's squad. If they get that one win, it seems like it all snowballs for them, and crazy things can happen. Last year, they went into the playoffs 7-3 and ended up making it to the state semifinal. So all they've got to do is get in. We've seen that with the Green Wave, but they got to get their first win at some point.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's what we talked about, though, with them playing up. They're playing Division II teams, a couple of those. They're playing Division III teams. All they got to do is pick off one or two of those, and then that allows them to get in, you know, at 5-5, 6-4. Or, like you say, last year, 7-3, and then making a run at it.
Yeah, Fisher Catholic also, they're looking for their first win of the season tonight. They're taking on Millersport. We don't have a score update on that one. We'll look to get one for you here in the second half. Some huge games in the area tonight. We talked about it before the game. Three big crosstown matchups tonight. Thomas Worthington has a 13-9 lead over Kilbourne. Bradley has a 14-0 lead over Darby. And then the other one tonight, Jerome just took the lead over Scioto. They've been trailing most of the game, but they have a 15-14 lead now over the Irish. Any of those stick out in your mind of those three crosstown matchups?
Well, the one obviously has got to be Thomas Worthington. My uncle texted me and said he's been going to games at Thomas Worthington for 35 years, and he's never seen a crowd like this. And in typical Uncle Joe fashion, he said it made traffic miserable getting to the game. I said that's a good problem for Thomas Worthington folks to have, problems getting to the game. With the Bradley and Darby game, you know, you look and you see that Bradley had 300 yards of offense against Hillier Davidson, and that's the same Davidson team that Darby only had 76 yards, I think it was, and 24 of those came on the game-winning touchdown in overtime. So, you know, we know that coming into this, Bradley's got a better offense, a more diverse offense. And even coming into the game, you know, Coach Laparo said, we're going to do the same thing to Darby that we did to Davidson. We're going to put nine guys in the box and dare them to throw the ball. And, you know, I think Darby's just attempted a handful of passes this year. You know, if teams are going to do that, you've got to find a way to make them respect you, at least in the pass.
And working so far for sure for the Jaguars. Run down a couple scores here from some of the other big games real quick. Gahanna has a 21-0 lead over New Albany. Pickerington North all over Westerville Central, 35-3. Academy and London are tied at 17. Beechcroft 14-0 over Mifflin. Liberty 17-7. They lead Davidson. Pickerington Central 27-0 over Groveport. Kaufman 14-10. They lead Olentangy. Westerville South 7-0 over Upper Arlington. And all the scores, don't forget, we'll give them to you all after the game. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Be a part of the show. Let us know your scores over at Twitter, at AM 820 Scoreboard, and you can visit our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Can the Silver Knights improve to 3-1 on the year? We will find that out coming up next. Second half action of the CCL Football Game of the Week out at Anderson Field, coming next on AM 820.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.